Back at the London Marathon, and what do athletes past and present think is stopping the Brits from performing? Former 1500-metre world record holder Steve Cram commentates on the television coverage of the marathon and has noticed a common problem.
Back in the 80s, you could take some time out, and it wasn't lottery funded, but people would devote big chunks of their lives to doing 100, 120 miles a week in the hope to become Britain's best 10,000-metre runner or Britain's best marathon runner. So if you looked at Charlie Spedding or Steve Jones or Hugh Jones, or, you know, these guys were in 2.8 and 2.7, winning London Marathon, etc. And they did it almost in their own time. But the rewards were there. They could win the London Marathon. They could go at the Olympic Games and win a medal. They could go at the World Championships. Well, of course, now at 5,000, 10,000 marathon, for the men in particular, you put all that work in and there's going to be 10 Kenyans ahead of you. So it's really hard to find the people who go, I want to sacrifice, you know, my life, if as it were, between the ages of 23 and 30. For what?
Hi, I'm Liz Yelling, a double Olympian and Commonwealth bronze medalist in the marathon.
Yeah, I think it definitely affects a lot of the European athletes and their approach to running. I guess the incentive for winning isn't as great. There's less chance because, obviously, the African domination is vast. But I guess a lot of athletes also see that as a challenge and want to be able to mix it with them. And, you know, Paula's proved that you can do that.
I think we've got to have a look at the... There's a Paula Radcliffe factor. If you've got a woman running 2:15, it's hardly going to be an encouragement for everyone else because it's just too far above the norm.
Individuals always skew things a little bit. So I think what I try and do is look below that. And absolutely the trend has been in the wrong direction, particularly in the middle distances.
So what can be done to put Britain back in the race?
What the US have done over the last few years and what Britain has done in cycling is instructive. Basically, it's the old sort of East German system without the drugs. You talent spot at a very early age. You give people absolutely ideal opportunities to realise that talent and, you know, graduated rewards for meeting certain levels.
Paula was wonderful. You know, she's one of the great all-time runners. But, you know, I don't think Paula's going to win in 2012. She's blown it. She's passed her best. And, you know, she's got too many injuries. What you really want are some home athletes who can suddenly be up there and be heroes. I think passion is more important than pounds. Okay? That's what I really believe.
All you need is the desire to run flat out.
We need to really create endurance programs that are there to help and fund and sustain those individuals who are prepared to do this work. And I think that's where we're at.
We're always trying to break down boundaries when you're trying to, you know, be the best that you can be. And I think you should never, you know, just give up. Running's a hard sport. And I think, you know, we have to just keep striving. That's what you do when you're an athlete.